grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, and from God our Father. Amen. So this week, we're continuing our series on EQ, emotional intelligence. And our topic for this week switches gears slightly as we move from knowing ourselves, which we've been talking about the last 3 weeks, into knowing how do we relate to other people. And we're going to do that for another 3 weeks. The topic for this week is empathy. And I don't know if you've studied empathy at all, but Daniel Goleman is truly the empathy guru. And he tells us emotions are contagious. Not like the flu, but contagious. Now, each of us, I bet, has experienced this. Can you picture yourself in the checkout line at whatever store you like to shop at, going through with the clerk who's angry that you're in the line? Can you picture that? Now, at least for me, when I have that happen, it kind of leaves me frustrated and feeling bad when I walk away from the store. On the other hand, you and I probably have been in the stores where the clerk came over and was so helpful and so excited that you were there that they helped you find exactly what you wanted and maybe a couple extra things that you didn't even know that you needed or existed. Now, when that happens for me, it leaves me on cloud nine. It leaves me floating on the clouds that, wow, this person cared so much that they left whatever they were doing just to help me. Hopefully you've had some pictures in your mind of those people, maybe they've been recent or maybe it was a long time ago, that truly changed your day just by the way that they related to you. Maya Angelou also describes the impact of emotions on people. She says, people will forget what you said and what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. As we think about the impact of emotions on us personally, it can naturally lead into thinking about the emotions and experiences that other people have. This is something that's been hardwired into each of us, even if it's a skill we haven't mastered just quite yet. Daniel Goleman says, a prerequisite to empathy is simply paying attention to the person in pain. Each of us can watch the world around us to see the challenges, the pain, and the joy that people are experiencing. What this means is that we need to pay attention to the people that God has put around us. For some of us, that might mean putting away an electronic device or even turning it off to spend more time in conversation and observation of the world that's right in front of us. Not right in front of us. For others of us, it might mean taking a harder look at how other people are doing and what they're experiencing instead of focusing on what's happening with us. Some of us have probably been gifted in the area of empathy by God and naturally notice the people and emotions that are going on around them. The good news is that each of us can grow in our practice of empathy as we start focusing on the people that are around us more. So there's three stages of empathy. The first one is cognitive. That's simply, we understand them. I think about what they're thinking about. The second one is, we feel what they feel. The third one is concern. We want to help. A couple of years ago, a great movie came out called A Good Lie, or The Good Lie, and it came into theaters. It tells the story of some of the lost boys of Sudan, who you can see there on the screen, who were brought to the U.S. as refugees. This movie lets us understand a little bit of what Pastor Weeching and his people have gone through. As I watched it, not only did I begin to understand their suffering, but it moved me to tears. This story is played out here at Peace with a number of families who have partnered with our Sudanese congregation and truly become part of the family. We understood their pain, then we felt it, then we had to help. Our lesson from Proverbs talks about empathy. The writer is describing the relationship between the poor and the people around them. God's people do something about it. In verse 22, we can see the results of working through empathy to reach out to the people that God places around us. It results in love and faithfulness as we seek to work good in the lives of the people that God puts there. As I continue to research empathy the past couple weeks, the story that I believe illustrates empathy the best is the Good Samaritan. Now, this is a painting by Luca Giordano in 1685 that illustrates a moment of empathy, of compassion, and action. I don't know what the first thing is that you see, but the first thing that I see when I look at the painting is the Samaritan's face, which is covered with care and concern. And then I see the white, grayish body of the man that looks like death is near. I see the compassionate action of the Samaritan bandaging and taking care of the wounds of the man. I see empathy in action. The word the Greek text uses for this moment of empathy is esplanknista. Can y'all say that? Esplanknista. Yeah, I can't really say it either. That's all right. But it means to feel something deep in your guts. The Samaritan, as we see him there, literally is feeling the pain of that wounded man in his guts. And he is moved to action and compassion. In his most famous parable, Jesus is challenging our empathy, especially with those who are different from us. In the parable, there's more than just empathy happening. As you can see, there's indeed love for this neighbor. That is the Christian way. When we say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, we are saying that his way becomes our way. It is something that we do as a result of the faith we have and the blessings we have been given from Jesus, who looked on each of us with the greatest compassion, even giving up his very life that we might have eternal life. I would imagine each of y'all have experienced this in the classroom. You probably walked into the classroom where the teacher went above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that she provided or he provided an awesome learning environment. The teacher that saw the one or two kids, students that needed a little bit of extra encouragement, and then quickly make sure they have exactly what they need to succeed. On the other hand, y'all probably have also been in a classroom where the teacher was just going through the motions, where even when they were faced with a child that needed help, nothing changed. They were there to get through the end of the day. We've all been into the doctor's office, right? Maybe even recently, who knows? But you probably experienced a nurse that's also there just going through the motions, that runs into the room as quickly as they can, asks their three questions, and runs out as quickly as they can. But then on a different day, run into the doctor's office, being cared for by a nurse that truly views their job compassionately as their vocation and their avenue of service, that takes ultimate care of you and your loved ones, ensuring that the experience is a good one, despite the reason why you might be there. That care and compassion is contagious. How can you live out that compassion in your life? Sometimes it catches you by surprise.
Mom, I need you to sign this.
Okay. How was your day? Hey, I'm talking to you. I've seen your face. I've been everywhere and back, trying to replace everything that I had till my feet went numb. Praying like a fool that's been on the run. Heart's still beating, but it's not working. It's like a $1 million phone that you just can't ring. I reached out trying to love, but I feel nothing. Yeah, my heart is numb. But with you, I feel again.
Show me, hey, I feel again.